There's a lot of great writing you can find at dailysignal.com, which is a product of Heritage, the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. One of the great writers there is Jarrett Stepman, and he likes to write about things related to American history and our contemporary situation. In fact, Jarrett Stepman wrote a book a year or two ago called The War on History. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Jarrett Stepman rejoins us on this program. Jarrett, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having me back.
You know, it's funny. Your book came out a year and a half ago, approximately, and in the interim, after, you know, the COVID-19 and then the terrible death of George Floyd, after that, we saw all those different statues being toppled. In effect, it's almost like what you were writing about a couple of years ago, the war on history, was almost like kindergarten compared to graduate school today. Well, I mean, even over the Thanksgiving weekend. And this is being recorded on December 2nd, 2020. Even over the weekend, there was more statue toppling. But how many? I mean, there's a couple hundred statues at least that were torn down related to American history just in the last 8 months. Or no, 6 or 7 months. It's amazing, Jarrett.
It really is amazing. I mean, I believe from the very beginning when the statue toppling, the war in history happened, that all of American history was going to come under question, that it was all going to be under attack. But I can't say I quite expected everything to happen at once, all the statues to come down at the same time, for things to move very quickly, where some of the debates early on were about Confederate statues. Then we were talking about statues of George Washington, even Abraham Lincoln at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They're trying to take down an Abraham Lincoln statue there. And not only trying to take down statues, but as you said, we've had rampant and mass vandalization and attacks on statues, on monuments, on history across the country, and sometimes seemingly unimpeded, where you just have in the dead of night a mob comes, vandalizes and attacks a statue, it's gone, and the city just replaces it with something else or nothing at all. I think it's an incredible tragedy that we've lost so much of our history and the remembrance of our history. I do think physical memory and things like this are important. In addition to what we simply read in books and what we study, I think it's important to have these monuments that are, after all, they're not just tributes to the individuals and ideas that they pay homage to, but they also say something about the very people who put them up, why they wanted to memorialize something. And I think that's an important part of history as well.
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right that it made sense. You know, the first victims of the statue toppling were Confederate generals and so forth, Robert E. Lee. And one can understand that. And then I remember President Trump after Charlottesville, he said something like, well, you know, mark my words, someday they're going to come after George Washington. And there have been statues of George Washington toppled. Even in fact, Jarrett, you and I are recording this, as I said earlier, December 2 in the year of our Lord, 2020, and just 3 or 4 days ago, this happened in Minneapolis, in Portland, and Spokane. There were statues desecrated. One of those statues torn down, as I understand it, was George Washington himself.
It doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I mean, I had many of these debates at the time with people who thought, no, this is a limited argument about these Confederate statues, that there will be no slippery slope. But the reason I never really believed that is because I think the target was always much larger. I mean, what we've seen, especially when you read a lot of media stories in the last few years, and, you know, especially in light of the 1619 Project, the New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning project, which ties the history of America not to 1776, not to freedom and liberty, but to slavery, you can understand that for many people that the idea is simply that it's not just about one element of American history that's bad, it's basically all of it. And there's so many different things that symbolize different aspects of what America is that are coming under attack, that these many activists that I think and radicals who want to tear it down and start something anew, because they think the whole thing was rotten from the time Christopher Columbus even came on the shores of the New World. I think that's the perspective that's out there, and why they're so fervent and radical and tearing up all aspects of our history, leaving no stone unturned.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Columbus, because I wrote a column about this in my weekly column maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. And I've quoted you in some of those columns, you know, because I've covered this story a few times. But it was surprising to me to find that the number one statue, more than anybody else, including Confederate generals and Confederate leaders and Confederate soldiers, was Christopher Columbus. I mean, far and away, more statues of Columbus, even in Columbus, Ohio, which is named after Christopher Columbus, even in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, named again after Christopher Columbus. Columbus, number one target. Why would that be, Jared?
I think he symbolizes the start of what really launched what ultimately became, well, not just the United States, but many countries throughout the New World. Like, Christopher Columbus is a symbol of that, for the very reason that the founders of the United States chose Christopher Columbus as a symbol. Of course, the statue Columbia and things like this. I think he really is a symbol, and that the world-transforming journey that he took did change the course of human civilization. I think for many, especially activists, think that, well, everything bad happened. It was started when Columbus brought Europeans to the New World. That's when all the terrible things happened. And while, as with any event in history, there's good along with the bad, I would say that ultimately led to the development of the United States of America, something that ultimately ended up being very good. For the radicals, especially those who are trained in the history of Howard Zinn, a communist historian from the 70s and 80s, they've been taught essentially that Columbus was a great evil, that he brought capitalism to the New World and things like this. And I think that's why they've turned against it. Columbus is simply a symbol of all the things that they hate. And that is basically the launch of the United States and the things that we stand for.
They hate America then. They hate America, at least America as founded.
They really do. It's amazing to see, especially Christopher Columbus. I mean, Columbus at one time was such a uniting figure for Americans. I mean, at one time it was only the only people really going after Columbus were, there were some, especially early 20th century, there were Ku Klux Klansmen who didn't like the idea that we were celebrating an Italian and a Catholic, at least the way that they saw it. And there was a certain amount of nativism toward Christopher Columbus, but he became kind of a universal figure to Americans. And I think it was a good thing and a positive thing to the United States that we have so many tributes to him. I think it's egregious that Columbus Day has now been turned into something that Americans can no longer celebrate as a whole. And it's sad to see even places like the District of Columbia call into question his legacy and abandon him so quickly.
So you'd say there's a war on America as founded. Would you say that in effect, within the Western nations, there's a war on Western civilization itself?
Oh, I think that's absolutely the case. And we didn't just see this in the United States. We saw this attack on statues in history in Great Britain as well. We saw mobs and vandals attack statues of Winston Churchill and other British figures. These similar controversies happened in France. This is not something that's just simply limited to the United States. And anybody who thinks that this is just, well, it's about this statue or it's about that statue, it really isn't. It's really calling into question the entire trajectory and history of Western civilization, what it stands for from the beginning in all aspects. And I think that's why when people try to say, well, there'll be no slippery slope, this argument's very contained to this person or that, I just simply don't believe it. And I think we've seen enough evidence over the summer in all these attacks to show where this is going. It's going to a very ugly, radical place.
Would you say that, in effect, there's a war on the Judeo-Christian tradition, which has a lot to do with Western civilization and has a lot to do with America as founded?
Absolutely. I think that's part of the reason why Christopher Columbus is among the most targeted. I mean, he was the Christ-bearer. He brought Christianity to the New World. There's a reason why the Pilgrims and the Thanksgiving tradition is coming under question and attack. That I think there are many who don't like the story of Thanksgiving and what it symbolizes, giving thanks to God as the Pilgrims did. It's a wonderful tradition for Americans. Americans have been a very Christian people. It's a part of our origin as a country. And I think there are many, especially I think in a lot of even elite academic circles, who think that aspect of what we are is somehow terrible, malignant, needs to be destroyed. And there is, I think you can see that the kind of battle that's going on in America over this, you know, secularization of our entire society, this is absolutely a part of it.
You know, this is interesting because when I hear the word progressives, I think they don't stand for progress. They stand for, you know, kind of almost like trying to plunge us into a new dark age. I'm serious. I am very serious when I say that. So I there's got to be a different, a new word that's used instead of progressives, because, I mean, I think conservative is an accurate phrase in the sense that, you know, there's something we want to conserve. We want to conserve the Judeo-Christian heritage. We want to conserve America's founder. We want to conserve Western civilization. But the progress, what are they leading us toward? Don't they realize they're just unleashing the forces of hell, leading us toward a totalitarian state? And we've seen what this has happened over and over and over just in the 20th century alone.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's interesting that even over the summer, some people, I think, rightly compare the destruction of statues in history to French Jacobins in the French Revolution, who, of course, were hostile to tradition, were hostile to religion.
The church,
and
yeah.
It was amazing that somewhere in the media were saying, oh, this is a good thing. The French Revolution was just a great thing. And if you study history, you know the amount of violence unleashed. Yes, there were some bad things that existed before it, but it brought incredible violence. It brought incredible tyranny and ultimately led to dictatorship. And I see that that's what's happening today in this kind of rush to destroy. I don't worry that it's just our history that's under attack, that it's going to be people. It's going to be other things as well. And we have seen that. If you don't join along with the mob, you may be attacked either verbally or physically in the cases in many cities around the country. And I think that's where this is going. And that kind of anarchy and violence does not lead to a wonderful new world. It most typically leads to tyranny, and as you said, a new dark age. And that I do fear very much, and that is why I believe this is a particular crisis for America beyond any other single policy or issue. I think this is the real challenge that America's facing.
I think you're right. And that quote from 1984, by the way, 1984 by George Orwell, is such a prescient book, written in, as I recall, 1948. He just transposed the numbers. And thankfully, when the real 1984 rolled around, Orwell's nightmare vision had not materialized. In fact, the communist government, you know, in the case of Russia, was on its way down. They just didn't realize it yet, thanks to Ronald Reagan and so forth. But jump ahead to today, and in effect, what Orwell was talking about still applies. Okay, we have 1 minute to go, but one of the points made in 1984, who controls the past controls the present, who controls the present controls the past. I'm sorry, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. Very brilliant.
It really is a brilliant quote, and I think that especially looking at the modern landscape today, unfortunately, I think many in the American elite have been unable and unwilling to defend America's history and what it stands for. But I really believe that the average American still ultimately has the faith in what this country has stood for from the very beginning. And I think it's up to us right now. I mean, we're being called upon to defend the good things that this country has brought us, to defend the people, the ideas that have brought us here. And I think that is a challenge for our time. And I do believe in the American people, that despite all the what the media says and despite what much of academia says, that the American people are waking up to this fact that we don't want to see the good things that have been brought in by the generations of Americans before us be destroyed in a fireball. And I think Americans will stop this. And I think the time is now that we actually go back and start to fight and defend our history and what we stand for.
Jared Stepman, heritage.org, dailysignal.com. Jared, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.